From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The expansion of Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport not only means more room for flights, it also means more room for art. The airport is putting out a call for an artist or artists in residence to create pieces to go along with its 54 it already has. Beth Ravitz is a visual artist. She lives in Fort Lauderdale, and she's also on the Broward Public Art and Design Committee to explain what this project is all about. Beth, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
You're looking for art about the airport. What types of things do you have in mind?
It's a very unique project in that we're calling it an artist-in-residency project, where the expansion of the airport, which has been in the works for a lot of years, and now it's finally coming to fruition. And we want the unique perspective of an artist, which is unique compared to the rest of the population. Artists bring their perspective in different ways for awareness of this project. We're leaving it very open-ended, where an artist can be a poet, they can be a photographer, they can be a sculptor, they can be a painter, they can be a musician. Any artist that's going to document from the beginning of this project until the runway is finished, which we're expecting will take place in over 2 years.
So how do you make airport construction artsy?
We're leaving it up to the people we're going to be interviewing who will be applying to this project. So maybe someone's going to do a digital projection where they'll come into the airport and interview the different construction workers, some of the personnel that works at the airport, some of the passengers that are traveling to different places, and get their perspective on what it means to travel, what it means for them to be at the airport. Water, you know, we're on the Atlantic Ocean, so maybe it's going to be something about the ocean. Maybe it's going to be people that swim in the ocean. Maybe it's going to be people that hang glide over the ocean. Maybe it's a visual artist who is going to hold workshops and invite people to create a page of art as collaging, maybe from photographs that they bring that's meaningful to them, or artifacts that are meaningful, or writing something that they want that's meaningful, and create a page. And then the artist in residence would take all these pages and create an art book. And the art book could be left someplace at the airport in a special room where passersby, or when you're waiting for an airplane, you can go look at that. But there's a million different ideas that an artist is going to bring a unique perspective to this project.
Now, you've done art in public places.
I've been doing art in public places for about 15 years. And the interesting thing, and what artists do, is they tie in meaningful art to the specific site. You know you're at the airport. You know you're in Florida. What an artist would put in Florida, they would not put in Arizona. Tie it into the place, the site. That's the most important thing with public art. It's also about involving the community, because you don't want to put art in a place and then the community hates it. So many times a project involves outreach, which in this case, again, the artist in residence is going to have to decide on what kind of outreach do they want to do that includes the public.
No better place for art than in an airport. Helps bring your blood pressure down when things aren't going so well.
Absolutely. Definitely. Art does that. It enhances our life in many ways. It touches us.
If this has gotten your creative juices going, we have information on how to apply at WLRN.org. Beth, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.